Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Is this the weakest Steeler defense that we've seen in quite some time, Ed Norris?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, even when they were bad.
Defense was good.
The defense was good. So it's, you know, they have not been themselves or the Steelers were used to.
It feels really weird when you see that the Ravens or Steelers can't stop the run.
Yes, it is.
Like, it feels weird anytime that happens. Mm-hmm. And right now, the Ravens have been better at it, but the Steelers are still having issues.
Yes, they look terrible. The defense is terrible. And the pass rush is not what it was. Used to that, you know, real fierce pass rush and, you know, say staunch against the run. But the defense has not looked good because, even they said, when they weren't good offensively, they were still in games because of, you know, TJ Watt and then, you know, everybody else on that defense that could, you know, make things happen. They don't have a quarterback right now, really.
They're 28th in total defense.
Yeah.
Giving up 365 yards a game.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about can't stop the run, Jeremy?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, it's just not – it's that's something that's not Raven or Steeler-like. And I know things change over the years. These teams used to be – hey, we're running the football. It's smash mouth football. You got to come in and stop it. We're going to stop the run. We'll run the football. All those things. It applies. But now with the way that the rules, I thought the Steelers did a better job of adjusting to taking advantage of the rules when they allowed Big Ben to start throwing the football 40 times
cooked,
a game.
Yeah. Ben cooked. You know, but, you know, we talk about the defense not being able to stop the run. They better stop the run than they ought to pass. They're 17th in stopping the run. They're 28th in stopping the pass.
I feel like the run's gotten worse as the season's gone along, and also, like, depending on who you're playing. But that being said, they're not good either way. And, again, you pick your poison. This isn't Cincinnati bad, but you just put up 14 points against them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they got to come in and put their money where their mouth is with the offense and show us something. And I think it starts with giving the ball to 22.
Now, you said that, you know, they just put 14 points up against Cincinnati. And I'm sorry, this is not sour grapes. I don't give Cincinnati's defense credit for that game. You gave them the ball. You turned the ball over.
Five times.
Exactly. Yeah. One was a bad call. That's a touchdown. The offensive pass interference. And then the one you scored and you fumbled at the goal line. And then, again, you fumbled the ball twice for no particular reason. The two Lamar Jackson fumbles, were those fumbles created by the defense or just...
They weren't punch loose.
Brain cramp. Yeah, brain cramp fumbles.
Yeah.
I would say really all three fumbles were really on them. You say, you know, they hold the ball out at the end zone and likely fumbled. Okay, I'll give you that. But the two by Lamar, no, man, that's just brain cramp fumbles.
It has nothing to do with, I mean, even bringing that up has nothing to do with the Bengals defense. Just talking about how am I sitting here looking at an offense that put up 14 points against a defense that terrible and going to go, yeah, all of a sudden they're going to put up 30 this week.
We're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
No. I'm not saying you're saying that. We're saying the same thing.
Okay.
I don't care what defense they face. with that offensive performance, they're not going to score against anybody, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
With that kind of offensive performance, who are they going to score against? Seriously, I don't care how bad your defense is. They're not creating opportunities themselves, and when they get opportunities, they screw them up. Yeah. This is not about what defenses do to the Ravens. This, to me, is about inept offense that has a lack of execution right now,
yeah.
A lack of imagination right now, a lack of identity. Like we're going through an identity crisis here in the middle of the season, towards the end of the season. Run the damn ball.
Yeah.
Set up the pass. Take some pressure off of Lamar. And again, I'm not babying Lamar, but if you know he's not at his best right now, then run the ball to where now when you're throwing the ball, they're not past obvious situations. I think that's the key to the offense right now, getting back in form.
Yeah, and again, I think we have to see it. And that's why I said it starts with giving 22 the ball. Go back to what's always worked for you. Run the football. I'm not saying it doesn't mean you got to run it on every damn down, but like, don't give him five carries in the first half.
Right.
Give him more.
Don't tell me the mesh point between Lamar and Henry isn't still dangerous. I don't care if Lamar is, you know, he's still hurting or he's not quite 100%. He's still dangerous. And they're still both, you know, both of them are headed to the Hall of Fame. It's despite Lamar's age, he's a two-time MVP. He's going.
Yeah.
And Jeremy, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, he's going. So why can't we just get back to what works and stop trying to be cute?
And the reason you feel that the run against the Steelers has been worse lately, you know why?
Why?
The Bills ran the ball 51 times.
Wow.
Last week for 249 yards, just under 5 yards a clip.
Yeah.
51. You got last year.
Did they have 200-yard rushers that game?
No, they had one.
Was that
Cook?
The Eagles
Cook
game
had 144.
Oh, you're talking about with both running backs?
Yeah.
I mean, that happened in the Eagles
Cook
game.
Cook had 144.
Bears,
Davis had 62.
Okay.
Close.
But 249 yards rushing on 51 carries. You got the MVP, the reigning MVP there. He threw the ball 23 times. That's it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. Man. How are you?
All right. And I think this is the weakest Steeler team on both sides of the ball that we faced in a while, man. So, I mean, if we can't get the job done Sunday, it's gonna be a big, that's going to be the turning point of the season. I think this is the biggest game of the season so far now. As far as, you know, the Steelers are weak, but, you know, we haven't shown up at times either, so
hey, Mike,
we shall see.
I agree with you on this. It's the biggest game of the season, but guess what? It's the start of each week being the biggest game of the season until they're out of it. As long as they're in it, every game now for the rest of the year will be the biggest game of the season. This is number
That's
one.
True.
This is the start of it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Ricestown. Get Rick. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how's it going today?
How are you, man?
It's good to hear you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, I was listening to Sirius Satellite with Stephen A. Smith this weekend. He spent a lot of time talking about the last playoff game that Mike Tomlin won was in 2017. And why are the Steelers keeping him around? Well, because he's really good in the regular season. What do you guys think?
I think you need to take a look at the Steelers front office. I've been saying that for 2 years now. What are they giving him? When you look at how teams win in the National Football League today, he is cooking with hot dogs and pinto beans.
So somebody pointed out,
things, I should say.
Somebody pointed out in the YouTube chat and said, couldn't you use that same argument to go against Harbaugh? Look at what he's been given.
Yes, that's the argument I use.
Yeah.
That you and I have used that argument.
Yes.
John Harbaugh has been given gourmet ingredients. We ain't seeing gourmet on the field. Not when it matters.
I'm taking away his Michelin star.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn.
What up? It's Rashawn.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Is it Rashawn?
Yeah, it's Rashawn, man. You know, in case y'all forgot. Hey,
but, y'all must have forgot.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, so listen, man. Look, the part of me is like, I definitely want the Ravens to make the playoffs, right? Even though I don't think if we get in, you know, we're going to make it to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, though. But if they sneak in and get, you know, demolished in the first round or beat in the first round, whatever, that's only going to give the front office probably more excuse to keep Harbaugh around longer. So do y'all think that? And if we don't make it.
They're not firing John Harbaugh. It would take a total implosion from here to the rest of to the end of the season for them to fire John Harbaugh.
Right. Okay. So, got you.
Yeah.
And other than that, and if we lose this game, looking at the rest of the schedule, the Steelers got a little bit easier schedule than us, because I don't see us how we win in two or three more games with these games coming up with the Patriots, Packers, Bengals.
You could give me any four teams in the league that are on and tell me they're on the Steelers schedule, and I still don't have confidence to come away with a winning record.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, they still have to face the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions. Yeah, and they got the Dolphins. The Dolphins still fighting for something. But I think we got a tougher schedule, though.
I think we have recency bias. I think we have recency bias. We forget that the Ravens are coming off of, a five-game win streak, and the Steelers are, 2-5 in the last seven?
Yeah.
I think there's some recency bias here. It's the last game. Mm-hmm.
It's that how they lost to that team.
Exactly. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Shovels at 830, but on the other side, college football playoff rankings came out last night. We'll weigh in up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The most big bad morning show on The Fan, Ed Norris, Rob Long, that dude named Jeremy Kahn. College football rankings came out last night. I thought it was interesting that with everything that's going on in Ole Miss, they climbed up a spot. They're now number six in the poll, almost like the college football committee, selection committee is saying, we're going to make sure they get in there. Texas A&M, after losing to Texas, they fall four spots to number seven. And on the outside looking in, still teams like Miami and Texas and Vanderbilt. Well, I should say Texas, Vanderbilt, and Utah on the outside looking in. Your thoughts on this, Jeremy?
Yeah, so I kind of wonder what happens if, let's say, Duke beats Virginia. I don't think, are they putting Duke in, or would they go with a Miami team that looks better? I mean, will they sit here and say, hey, you don't get yourself an automatic bid when it looks that bad? I don't know what the committee's going to do. What happens with Notre Dame? Because it's been a good season, but do they have signature wins? The best teams they face, they've lost.
They're going to get them in there. They're going to find a way to get them in there.
Alabama. What if Alabama loses the SEC championship? Does that knock them out?
I think so.
Because it's three losses.
Three losses.
But why do you get penalized for playing one more game than everybody else and playing against,
And what does this actual ranking mean right now? Because they're not announcing this till Sunday anyway, the official playoffs, correct?
Well, this is where they're, the official ranking.
Ranking.
But it's going to change.
But it changes because it's based on the conference championships, no?
Mm-hmm.
This weekend?
Well, it has something to do with it, yeah.
Right.
But you still, I think it matters because the teams know where they stand right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know
like
what they have to do.
They say here, like they have Indiana and Ohio State having byes. One of them's going to lose this weekend.
And it's not going to matter.
It's not going to matter.
Both undefeated. Yeah. Yep. That's why I'm saying, I was saying something else about who does the game mean more to right now? Does it mean more to Indiana to go undefeated and go into the playoffs and keep rolling? Does Ohio State,
Ohio State go undefeated last year?
No, they lost to Michigan. The other thing that could really throw a wrench in this is if Texas Tech loses to BYU, then BYU gets in, and Texas Tech still gets in my opinion, and then somebody else is going to miss out at the bottom of that list. And Tulane's another one. If Tulane wins against North Texas, you'd have to think that they're getting that at-large bid with the season they've had. So there's a lot of things that can change, But it does suck for some of the teams that made it to a championship game, and now all of a sudden that loss can knock you out of where you are. Yeah. Like, people could say, too, like a win could move you up, but Alabama right now would be in the playoff. If they lose this game, they're probably not in the playoff.
I think when you look at these college football standings right now, it's obvious that even they're looking at who you're willing to play. Alabama with two losses being as high as they are, people are going to say it's an Alabama bias. No, it's not. Look at who they lost to. Look at who they won. You got to give them credit for that.
They had one crappy loss at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, against Florida State. Other than that, you know, I mean, they played Georgia when they were number 5, beat them. Played Vandy when they were number 16, they're still hovering around, beat them. Played Missouri when they were number 14, beat them. Tennessee, number 11, beat them.
And they lost to
number 11, Oklahoma.
Yeah, number 8 in the bracket right now.
Right.
You know, so it's not like there's terrible losses there. And that's the other thing that people want to point out with Texas, though. They have a terrible loss to Florida. They lost to the best team in the country. Mm-hmm. And they got another loss, but they have some signature wins.
If I'm not mistaken, they gave that best team in the country the best game of the season.
Yeah. Now that you go back and look at it.
Yeah. I mean,
is there any chance that they would look at a 3-loss Texas team if things go their way and say, hey, we'd rather have them in?
Jeremy, Ohio State scored 14 points in that game.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
It was a 14-7 game.
And Archie Manning looked like trash.
Like,
yeah.
Trash is insulted right now. He's turned it around. I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I like him, man. I know a lot of people are going to be dogging him, crapping on him because of his last name. I like the kid. I do. I'm pulling for him. Stop hating greatness. The Manning family name is greatness. Synonymous with football. Why would you not want that kid to be successful?
I agree with that, but you also have to stop putting guys in that greatness category that haven't shown us they can do it.
Well, I think we all did that because of what he brought to the table before he played, but I think everybody's pumped the brakes on it. I don't think they're still pushing that narrative.
Well,
now you let him grow up.
If you remember the first weekend when they played Ohio State, the problem was every commercial break you saw him pushing those shorts or whatever, and now he's pushing this watch and, hey, get this. And he's got all these NIL deals, mm-hmm. and people are seeing it. It's like, man, they're hyping this guy up. He's got all these endorsements, and he sucks. Did you see how he performed against the best team in the country the first week of the season on the road? Yeah, see what I did there? It wasn't an easy game.
So this is what I would say to that, to people. Grow up. Football hyping him and advertisement companies hitching their wagons to him are two completely different things.
Absolutely.
His name is Manning. If you owned a company and you could hitch your wagon to him, you would too. That's not hype. That is business. There's a difference. You know, I would put my business name on a Manning if I could. It's one of the hottest names in football.
Like you mean Ole Miss did on their training center?
Absolutely.
The Manning Center.
Yeah. That's not hype. That's business.
It's business. I mean, you can't fault people when they get offers like that. Like Baker Mayfield, when he was on every other commercial on television.
The Progressive commercials.
He did every, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
or it was cereal. State Farm.
Yeah, it was State Farm.
I thought he did Progressive too. Remember, he was standing in the stadium.
I thought it was State Farm? I thought it was State Farm.
I don't remember which
company.
No,
I think it was Progressive. Yeah.
But either way, I mean, he was getting all kinds of commercials. So it's like you can't hate on these people.
I just looked it up. It was Allstate. It wasn't.
The Little Giants? You played the Little Giants?
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Like, we get jealous of people because they get paid to do what they do very well. And it's that, oh, well, I go to work every day. Nobody's paying me that. You know what? No one's paying $1 billion to watch you work.
Right.
That's not when TV companies, mm-hmm. networks, when they sign up for billions of dollars and they bid to see who's going to pay the most to watch you work.
Yeah.
Then you can have those expectations. Until then, like people say, well, teachers should make that much money. No one's watching teachers work.
People are watching us work. Now we get more money.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about.
No, they'll make money off of that.
That's what we're going to talk about. 410-583-1057 is the number. Jim Duquette joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, we are, and I'm giving another local one because sometimes I just can't believe how stupid people are, how inconsiderate people are. It's just maddening. just a little experience from last night.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057FAN. Shovels next. Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057FAN. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
To the selfish driver of a big pickup truck last night. You know, I hate that we do these all the time because I'm getting tired of hearing myself complain about it. But we all have these issues. Last night, I take my godson there, didn't get a haircut. Down on Fort Avenue. So, you know, I drop him off, and it's tough down there in the Locust Point, Federal Hill area. I got to search for a spot.
Is it really?
To get a spot. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like, you know, the mean streets.
Hey, there's been some shootings across streets, so don't kid yourself lately.
I'm just asking. I don't know. I stay away from...
No. But the parking's really difficult, especially in the evening. So I drop him off. I go, you know, driving around looking for a spot. So I'm about a block away, 2 blocks away. I find a spot. I was like, wow, this is too good to be true. There's like plenty of spots right on this one street on Fort Avenue. And there's a shout out to Liz from Clip Art. Fan of Greg and Gina.
For now,
we're getting them to come over here.
I said what's her favorite food? Ed? We show up.
She always said concert tickets with a key because that's what they're looking for. But I park the car, come back out. We get to go to dinner. This guy, literally, he left me about, I don't know, 8 inches of space between his rear bumper and my front, like this.
Yeah, can you show Jeremy what that is? He doesn't.
I can show you.
This is what it's 8 inches is to Jeremy.
It's going to take four times, but I can show you.
But anyway, like, why? He had literally, I mean, I'm not joking, 3 car lengths in front of him before he hit the no standing sign, whatever. Why would you do that to somebody? Why? It took me like, 10 back and forths of, getting out from, backing up. Like, why do people do that? Are you that self-unaware? When you get out of the car, Austin do you not Powers. Look?
Huh?
They're so like Austin Powers.
They're so inconsiderate. People don't care.
They just don't. It's
they
like,
don't care.
I get out of the car. I look. If I've taken too much space, I go back because I don't want to be a pig parker and let somebody else get a spot. Like, just take a look at what you're doing. You're on my bumper, friend. Like, how am I supposed to get out of this spot? Then, I don't know. I just marvel at people.
Jeremy Kahn, who gets yours?
This short king that got married. Did you guys see the video? Kind of went viral. Man, his wife is obviously taller than him. Mm-hmm. Short king. Always talk about that. Women looking for the tall, dark, and handsome, and the shorter guys. Well, she picked him up when they did their first kiss, and he wrapped his legs around her. She picked up the little feller, and he wrapped his legs around her. Yeah, something seems a little off about that to me. But hey, enjoy your day. She's got like it's almost like she's carrying. Like an 8-year-old. His legs are wrapped around her. She's got her hand underneath his butt, and she's holding on to him. Mm. Poor guy. Embarrassing.
A lot of people, Shrek.
Yeah. Right. Like,
a lot of people have criticized Jackson Dart for his style of football. My shovel goes to those critics. We forgot what it was to let guys grow up. And I know he comes back from a concussion. He played the little games on the sidelines, got knocked out of bounds. There's a thing in life called... mess around and find out. Mm-hmm. The criticism that this guy's had now intellectually, he's stupid, he's this, he's that, it's just to me mean-spirited. He's going to learn that style of football. They're going to sit him down in the offseason. They're going to let him know that this is why we need you in the football, the best abilities, availabilities, all those speeches. But give the guy credit for this. He's a football player, man. He's a football.
He's fun to watch.
Would you rather have a player that you have to dial back
yes.
than rev up?
Yeah. You see the one where he climbed up? He climbed up on the opponent and threw the ball.
Oh my gosh, man! We criticize things that don't look familiar all the time. He doesn't look familiar.
No,
not at all. But it's getting personal. Every time you criticize someone professionally, people got to make it personal now. Okay, you don't like the fact that he plays recklessly. I don't either. If he's my quarterback, but to criticize the man personally over this. You know what it reminds me of? He's got a lot of Baker Mayfield in him.
He sure does.
Don't they weigh the same number? 6?
Yeah, you do, actually, yeah.
He's got a lot mm-hmm. of Baker Mayfield in him. I like the kid. I hope the kid continues to grow. He's going to be a phenomenal quarterback in the National Football League by all accounts. And he was on television the other night with another young quarterback. He wanted to prove himself. Mm-hmm. He wanted to show his toughness. He will learn those things,
yeah,
those valuable lessons. But for right now, man, don't make this stuff personal. Stop. Yeah. Let's go to Corey in Baltimore, who has a shovel.
Good morning, fellas.
What up?
And my shovel goes to my Indianapolis Colts. You know, for the first 8 weeks, man, we were looking good, man. We went from title contenders. You know, I got tickets to that Monday night game against the 49ers. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stay home and I'm going to watch, man. I'm not even going to the game. I'm going to put them on sale, man.
I tried to tell you, y'all were frauds.
No. I had to find that out on my own, my friend. But I'm still a fan, though. You guys,
you got to be a fan. You right? You right, Corey? Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Daryl?
What's up, Daryl?
Hey. Oh, yeah, I got a 2 hour meeting up now. Damn, a shovel. This about, man, maybe I sound like the old man getting off my lawn, man, but I just don't like the term give him his flowers.
I don't either.
You give a man a flowers, man.
I'm with you,
Daryl.
What
you give a man flowers for? Come on, man.
Hey, Daryl, give him his props. Don't give him flowers. What's wrong with that?
Where are we going with that? Hey, Rob and Jeremy.
I want flowers.
Okay, when we get together on the lunch break, I'm not bringing Rob no flowers.
You better not.
Jeremy, don't you bring me none either.
Can I bring you flowers?
No. Somebody's got to bring me flowers. I'm the one paying for everything.
No, he's paying for me.
Yeah, whatever.
Daryl wants
me. We got to get together on that, y'all. When we going to get together on that? Let me know here.
Before Christmas.
When flowers are back in bloom and you can bring them.
Hey, Daryl, don't bring me no flowers, man. I'm with them. We said that when people, I won't give them his flowers.
Why? I hate that.
Why?
I really do.
Oh, you sensitive asses.
We're sensitive?
Yeah.
You're giving flowers, but we're sensitive.
Who cares? It's flowers. You get what it means?
We can care if we want to care. Yeah.
Don't bring me flowers. What do you want them to bring you?
No.
Give me props.
You sound like the guy that's bringing flowers. Don't give me flowers. No, that's how the gal sounds was bringing me flowers.
No.
Let's go to Steeler Slugger. What's up, Steeler Slugger?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I'd like to give a shovel to the Steelers. I was at the game Sunday night, but not like that. Just bury them, man. I've been watching for 62 years. My Steelers, that was the worst game I ever saw. I don't know if you saw it, but it's terrible.
I got to see quite a bit of it.
Who's the better option at quarterback to you right now?
Well, everybody around me was calling for Will Howard, actually. I don't know if that's going to happen.
No, Will Howard, the kid from Ohio State. Okay. They picked him up.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, you know what? I hope your misery continues on Sunday.
I think it will. We both suck, but you guys suck less. Yeah,
that's a compliment that we talked about earlier, right?
You suck less.
Yeah,
we both suck, but you suck less. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We're a 4, but you guys are a 5.
Let's go to Wayne out of Baltimore. What's up, Wayne?
Good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm better than I deserve, but I'm going to give myself a shovel. Now, I don't like to talk about people, but there's a caller that you have. I believe his name's Shiloh. Mm. He gives me a headache listening to him, but I find myself looking forward to hearing him. I deserve 2 shovels.
Hey, whether you could put that any better, right?
I like Shiloh.
That's what he's saying. He gives him a headache, but he enjoys listening to him.
By the way, is this the most shovels calls we had during this segment?
Joe, didn't you get somebody wanting to give a shovel out at like 6:30? They were just waiting for it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was cool. So, yeah, you had people wanting to call in, give their shovels.
This is the most shovels I think we've had. Callers from listeners. Hmm. Like 5 of them today? 410-583-1057 is the number. And that's not including a shovel given to us. Normally, there's always a shovel given to us from the listeners.
At least one of us.
I like when they're pleasant about it. They're really nice. Hey, guys, how you doing? Good morning.
Love the show.
Yeah, love the show.
But
my shovel goes to you losers. Oh, okay.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Jim Duquette joins us at 9 o'clock to talk some baseball. But on the other side, Big Ten play began already. We're going to take a look at the upcoming conference schedule and try to figure out where Maryland falls in the pecking order. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Talking college hoops on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We don't know who we are, and we're trying to figure out who we are while going to play a top 15 team on the road Saturday. We can't change the schedule. We are thankful for the healthy bodies. So I'm encouraged by a lot of the things that we saw tonight. And I hope that some of them can stick, but we'll learn that the more we can accumulate the reps that we've missed.
I love you, Buzz, but Iowa ain't top 15.
They were 7-0 before they faced Michigan State.
But they weren't top 15.
In the Big Ten, they were.
Okay.
I mean, that's the only thing I can go with here, Rob. I mean, you keep pressing me on it. I'm just telling you that Iowa State was undefeated before they played Michigan State last night. That's all I'm telling you. Oh, man.
How many teams in the Big Ten?
It's like 20.
15, 20. Yeah, something like that.
So they were top 15 in the conference, huh?
Yeah.
I love you, Buzz. And you're right. You don't know who you are yet. But that's why Buzz is Buzz. Because he ain't going to lie to you. We don't know who we are. I don't know yet, man. We'll figure this out on the run. I couldn't tell you. But there were three Big Ten games last night. You talked about one, Jeremy. Michigan State. Let me tell you guys this. Uh-oh. Ed, I think our boy is on one this year. I think Tom Izzo has one this year.
I do, too. I hope so.
Yeah, I think he's on one. Mm-hmm. Don't give Tom Izzo talent to buys in, Jeremy. Because if you give him talent to buys in, not too many coaches in America that can out-duel him.
I mean, like, again, depending on where you want to rank him, he is a top five coach in game.
Yes.
Like, I include, like, preparation, getting ready for it.
Yeah.
Like, again, we've talked about this. You have some coaches that are unbelievable recruiters, so they just bring in talent. And it's like, yeah, they're going to win with that talent. And they've been great at replacing that talent. Reloading over and over.
And I'm not saying John Calipari is not a good in-game coacher, but he's a better recruiter than in-game coacher.
And then you have other coaches, like we just talked about. I think Buzz might even apply to that, where you have guys that are better in-game coaches, right. Preparation, and then you have guys that can do both. And when Izzo gets those types of players, I think it's dangerous because he is such a good basketball coach.
And he's dangerous right now. Set what, 8-0 is he? Is he 8-0 now? I don't have a glass.
They're 8-0. Both teams were 7-0 last night.
And they look good. They look absolutely. I like the kid Kohler with a double-double last night, 12 points, 11 rebounds. Michigan State is going to be a problem. Purdue, number one team in the country, looked really solid. What's the guy named Kaufman Wren?
Yeah.
Last night with 19 points, 13 rebounds over Rutgers. Good win for them.
Yeah, hyphen. Yeah, he's been really good. They've got a couple of guys. They got some transfers that came in. The straw that stirs the drink there is Braden Smith.
Yeah.
The point guard who just, I mean, he's on another level. He fills up the stat sheet. He reminds me a lot of a better shooting version of Russell Westbrook. I'm not saying he's as talented as him, but Russell.
Style.
Yes. Rebounding, shooting, rebounding, scoring, you know, the fact that he's going to dish out some assists and he plays defense too. Like, Russ ain't the best defensive player, but man, ain't nobody trying harder than that cat.
No.
Also super athletic in a place where everybody's a great athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Ed, you know what I couldn't wrap my brain around? Last night, USC Oregon. Big Ten matchup. I'm watching this, and they said
they're in the top 15 too. Both of them.
They said Both of these teams playing in their first conference game of the year. I'm thinking, oh, ain't Pac-12. I know there's no Pac. I know that. They said, you know, USC expected to contend in the Big Ten this year. I'm like, what? USC, Oregon?
It's
Big
weird.
Ten?
I hate it. What? I really do. It used to make sense. I mean, if you guys remember, there was a Southwest Conference.
I remember that.
It made sense. It'd be like teams like Texas and Arkansas. The Southwest, like where it is, you know?
Yeah.
The Big East. Was it all made sense. Now it's like this, the numbers don't match. It's not 10 teams. It's not 12 teams.
Yeah, the Big Eight.
The Big Eight, right.
That was Nebraska, Iowa, Iowa State. Who else was in the
Oklahoma?
Big Eight? Oklahoma was in. No? Yeah, Oklahoma was in there because they were the conference rivals with Nebraska. Yeah, it was different. Colorado was also in that.
Who was in the Big Two? Is that David and Goliath? Is that
it?
I didn't know if Ed was there. The Big Two.
Hey, what was your stupid? What was your role in that?
I was the ref that night.
You were?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you stop the fight or was it a clean knockout?
Only one punch thrown.
Okay, yeah. you look at this Big Ten conference though, Jeremy, who do you, other than Purdue at the top and Michigan State at the top, probably they're probably your two top teams. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, probably are. Who else contends in this conference?
Michigan.
Okay.
Michigan's really good, man. I think they're the next best team. Wisconsin's good, even though you know they went on the road, and who was it that spanked them? Was it Gonzaga? Somebody just, BYU.
BYU
took them out behind the woodshed. But BYU's really good. So I think those teams, like Wisconsin has some guys that are returning, so they have some veteran leadership along with some athletic players, shoot a lot of threes, and this isn't like the old Wisconsin teams that are, you know, they're scoring 50 points, 60 points. These guys are dropping 70, 80 in games.
Yeah. I think I agree with the announcer from last night, though. I think Illinois and Indiana are going to be good, but I think USC is going to be good this year.
I do, too. They were talking about, I just blanked on the kid's name. They couldn't – Oregon had no answer for him last night. It's just a really talented team, and waiting for USC to kind of get back on the map in basketball because for a while there – they were putting out some top-tier NBA
Mayo
players.
And all those guys.
Yeah. I mean, even if you go back to DeMar DeRozan years, I mean, they've had really talented players come out of USC.
So, Baker Mazzaro?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
We had 25 points last night. I didn't know his name. I looked it up, folks. 4 rebounds and 3 assists. Yeah, not bad last night.
There's an observation. I'm really getting a little tired of this whole basketball school, football school. Why can't you do both? Because I'm just looking at the top 25 here. A lot of traditional football schools are ranked highly, like Michigan, Michigan State. You got Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, and now Vanderbilt, they're ranked too. Well, Texas Tech, Indiana. These are they're highly ranked football schools.
Well, I think Indiana's always been known as a basketball school, not football school. Right. But I think you named Michigan State. I think
Alabama,
you named
that's
that.
Just kind of started. Just came for it.
In. But Michigan and Michigan State has always been both, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you know from
Michigan State for sure.
Yeah, in Michigan is what Michigan 5-5. Right. They went to three national championship games in a matter of 5 years, remember? Mm-hmm. So I think where some of them can do both. I think Florida also is probably both. But
Florida is both. Yeah,
it's I don't why it, I don't know. I think sometimes administration dictates what they love the most, and they put more of their resources in that one. I think it's more of an administrative thing.
It might be. I just because teams like Indiana have proven you don't have to be just one, and there's others. BYU was in this.
Wouldn't Indiana be the example of that?
Yeah,
when the administration decided they wanted to put some money in football, boom, now they have a football program. I think it's an administrative thing.
I think there are some schools that are just contented being good. Like, for example, Penn State's been good, right?
But
even in football, they've been good here, but they haven't got over that hump to get back to a national championship and win it.
But what's their desire? If what's their desire? What sport do they want to be?
Football.
Exactly.
I'm saying, but like if basketball.
That's a decision.
Like basketball for them, if they have a good season, it's like, oh, it's great. But as long as they're just good enough to kind of be there, it's almost like some of these, I feel like universities will get complacent and just focus on one sport because it's easier.
Wouldn't you agree that Penn State probably will put most of his resources to make football great?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think in Maryland, I think they put most of his resources for basketball to make them great.
Definitely.
So you make up your mind who you want to be and what sport you want to dictate.
Tell me what to do.
583-1057. Daily Line with Jeremy Conner, 9:15, 9:30. Got Chris Mack from Y108 in Pittsburgh. But on the other side, our resident baseball general manager, Jim Duquette, joins us on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.